we get things rolling right out of the box with good, awesome, big stuff right here in studio, back with us, although with a new hat and a new title, Amy Rader, formerly of Penobscot Theater Company, where she was the education director, now here as the executive director of the Criterion, the historic Criterion Theater in Bar Harbor.
Hello. That is true. Hello. I'm very excited to be here. And I will say that since I have had a position change, I also bought a briefcase.
I think you have to. Yeah. That's a good idea.
Yeah. It's a beautiful leather satchel. I'm done with vinyl from now on. I have stepped up to the big leagues and I'm very excited.
Wow. And so, I mean, not just bottles in there, your actual work that you're carrying around. Good, good. Well, tell us about, first of all, the new job and what it entails, and maybe some of the background on the Criterion for people who don't know about this awesome facility.
Yeah, and I find that's really interesting because I encountered the Criterion the first time I went to work at Improv Acadia, Jen and Lawrence's theater down in Bar Harbor. And I said, how exciting. When is it open? They said, we don't know. Nobody knows. Because at the time, it was in between management, and there were folks that were trying to purchase it and run it as a for-profit business. And everything kind of came to a head when they found that there was a lot of structural needs that needed to happen. So it underwent renovations in 2015, and it opened back up again. We have not original fabric, but we took the original fabric from 1932, sent it to a textile company, and they redid the fabric. So everything in there looks exactly like it did back in 1932. The chandelier is original, and apparently can be lowered from the ceiling, but we're not going to do Phantom of the Opera. I'm sorry. It's a beautiful, beautiful space. And whereas it had been doing just movies, now we have this wonderful entertainment stream coming in. We do movies, some first run, some classic. We're going to be running The Great Race because there's a car race coming through Bar Harbor, and they requested that movie. And we said, sure.
You also show the documentary on the Great Bar Harbor Fire of 1947.
The Fire of 47, that's always a popular draw. And we show that pretty regularly in conjunction with the Bar Harbor Historical Society. Great friends of the Criterion Theater. We love them very much. We have live music. We have dance. We also provide a home for Acadia Community Theater. Mm. Because what I hear from so many of my board members is, oh, I started coming here because I performed on that stage when I was 4. In fact, our technical director remembers coming and watching his mom on that stage. And that's why he's so devoted to the space and why we love him so much, because he loves the place just as much as we do.
And you had some great comedy over the weekend with Jay Mohr.
Yes, he was tremendous. He brought a sensibility only Jay Mohr could bring. He did some wonderful impressions. We saw a Tracy Morgan impression more than once, which was great. And a long-running joke about murder that is very hard to explain, but very, very funny. So if you get a chance to see Jay Mohr wherever you are, please do so.
And you've got some tremendous performances coming up and opportunities for people this summer, along with the movies, music, dance, puppets, comedy. Can you talk about some of the shows?
Gosh, I have a list. I actually sat in my car and wrote down a list of everything that's coming up. First up, next up, for live events, we have the Blake Rosso Band. It's a local MDI band. They're tremendous. They're having a CD release party. That is on June 15th. On June 22nd, all my reggae fans in the house get to come see the Wailers, as in Bob Marley and the.
Mm-hmm.
If you want real entertainment value, read their rider. It's amazing. Like, we get the contract and we get the rider with all of their green room sort of requirements. And it was like a novel. It was like a Russian novel. It was amazing.
Because the munchies bring out a lot of needs there.
Holy cats. Like, all of the organic spices, that was insane. I loved it. I was like, oh yeah, we'll get you organic cumin. Why not?
Sure.
I'll let you have some of my organic cumin. But they're going to be tremendous. I actually just spoke with someone who hosted them at their venue, and they said it was a show not to be missed, a once-in-a-lifetime kind of show. We also have, for families, the Tanglewood Marionettes on June 30th and July 1st, and a long-running throughout the summer, Thursdays at 11 and Sunday at 1, we are working with the Barn Arts Collective, and they're doing Bee Parks and the Hornets. It's a rock show for kids and families. And that is a lot of fun. And that begins on July 5th. So if you're down in Bar Harbor doing a little staycation, bring your kids over to the theater and listen to Bee Parks and the Hornets.
Yeah, you got a certified music legend, too, coming to the stage.
Oh, yeah. Somebody you might have heard of by the name of Judy Collins. Mm. Yeah. And I'm not saying that it's coincidence. I'm not saying that it was foreordained, but she's playing on my birthday.
Imagine that.
Yeah, we have a handful of tickets left for that. And because our theater is situated in such a way that, yeah, we have 744 seats in there, but you never feel like you're that far away from the stage.
I would not have guessed that because it's such an intimate setting.
It really, really is. It's this beautiful little jewel box of a theater, and you really feel close to the performers on stage. You feel close to the action. We also have balcony seating, which is lovely, and you can get your own little box with your family. You know, go sit in there with your family and make it feel like it's a private concert or a private movie showing, too.
We're talking with Amy Rader of the Criterion in Bar Harbor. You can check the website at CriterionTheater.org. Give them a call as well. You also have the main Comedy All-Stars coming, right?
Oh, yes. And actually, one of the main Comedy All-Stars opened for Jay Moore on Sunday. Colby Bradshaw, it's understated in the way of Stephen Wright, but with this sort of lovable teddy bear quality about him as well. If for nothing else, come out and see the main Comedy All-Stars, just to see Colby, because he's incredible.
And then a dance performance, right?
Yeah, we have Nimbus Dance coming in.
Awesome.
And we just booked, and I don't know if it's reflected on our calendar yet, an Indigenous artist on July 6th in conjunction with the Maine Basket Makers Festival. And her name is Pura Faye. She has a huge following and is just a tremendous, tremendous performer.
So what's the mission of the Criterion now?
Well, the thing that really captured me when I went through the interview process is over and over again, everybody said the same thing. We're a place for stories. We're a place where stories get told, where stories get heard and remembered, but we're also a place for making stories as well. Because one thing that we heard from our patrons over and over again is, oh, I had my first date in that balcony seat. Oh, I remember meeting your father after a movie here. So there is this profound sense of nostalgia amongst the people who have experienced the Criterion. And we see them making those memories over and over and over again, year after year after year. And what I love about the theater is you can still have that old-fashioned movie theater experience, which is one of the first memories I had as a child, was going to this beautiful theater in Willmar, Minnesota that closed down like a couple years later, but it had murals of the Greek gods and goddesses on the ceiling, and it had twinkling lights, and it made you feel fancy walking in. And you can still have that experience for like $7-$8. You know, come see a movie. And we're still running Solo. So if you haven't seen it and you want to like step back in time and see a futuristic movie, come down and check that out.
Well, it's a great experience. And there's so much to do in Bar Harbor. But sometimes it's nice to just take a little break, get out of the sunshine and the heat, step inside and sit back and relax in this beautiful facility and see any number of types of entertainment. You've got a great program lined up for the summer. Congratulations on the new job.
Thank you very much. It's good to be back here.
Yeah. Well, you come on in anytime. Door's always open for you.
Well, you've just invited a vampire into your house.
Not for the first time, Danny Glick, let me tell you. Thanks, Amy.
Thank you.
Amy Rader of the Criterion Theater. Again, the website Criterion Theater, spelled the proper way, THEATRE.org.